Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Tuesday, champion Sam Crowley. We're back and better than ever on the Every Day is Saturday podcast. I had a little bit of a tussle on the old Facebook page yesterday. Want to talk to you about that. That's what happens when you're bold in your faith, when you're bold in your convictions, how you will not settle, and you won't back down. All right, it's my Tom Petty invocation. Hey, it's Sam Crowley, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Welcoming you, people from over 100 countries all around the world. I love you. I love that you download this show for inspiration and motivation. I wish there would have been a show like this back when I got started in the dinosaur age of entrepreneurship, but here we are. You know what I did? I filled the void. What void can you fill out there? That's all you got to do. What problem do you see out there that you know, not that you can solve everything for everybody. That's not the point. The point is people get tripped up. I got to solve everybody's life problem. No, you don't. No, that they didn't get where they are overnight. They didn't have to get this problem overnight. It was a long process, so you're not going to get them out of that problem overnight. But what can you do? What can you encourage people? Can you sing them a song? Are you musically inclined? Can you mow their lawn? Can you build them a basement? I mean, anything. There is no wrong answers when you're an entrepreneur, baby. You charge for your services. You charge for the result. Look, if your result is making people smile, Kevin Hart does a pretty good job. Talked about him a couple days ago on the show. I listened to his interview on Tony Robbins' podcast. And by the way, check that one out. It's a really good interview about a guy who comes at his craft just authentically, you know, no pretense. Used to. He'll be the first one to tell you. He used to be a complete ass. That's his words, man. Well, here's the thing. We all used to be. Some of us still are. I don't have life figured out. You know, I'm not a life coach. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what a life coach is. You know, when I need advice on life, I go to the Bible, I go to my pastor. That, you know, I want to know God's purpose and his plan for my life. I don't go to a life coach. What I do is I'm very specific. You might be thinking, Sam, aren't you a life? No. I help people create and craft a global message that can be monetized and leave an inheritance for their children's children while they leave their legacy. Very simple. It's not easy to do, but the steps are very simple. So I am not a life coach, man. If you need a life coach, I am not the guy. But if you need somebody like, wow, I really want to start making money doing what it is that I know I got a talent, I just don't know how to communicate that. That's where I come in. Anyway, so what did I post yesterday that got an individual so angry and worked up? And well, first of all, you got to understand it's Monday. So a lot of angry people on Monday. Why? Because most of them are going to a job they hate. They settled. They're angry. And then a guy like me comes along and posts something on his Facebook page. This was on my personal page. Something to the effect of, let me just see here. Corporate slaves who have sold their soul to the man giving advice on how to find your purpose is like a shop teacher without fingers. And that was, I think I used that shop teacher without fingers to end the show yesterday morning. I like that analogy because seriously, and here's the thing. I always got people that don't follow my method, they just don't get it. It's like you just can't parachute into the Everyday Saturday podcast, expect to get it right away. I've had people literally get on the phone. They book their call. They go to launchwithsam.com. You can do it too. You can book your 30-minute call. We'll talk and we'll get your dream going and launched and monetized. And so they go to launchwithsam.com. They book a call and they'll tell me right up front. That's what I love about my audience is they're like me. They don't talk. They don't speak with filters. They're like, dude, I hated you. I thought you were the biggest ass when I first started listening, but you grew on me. Like, you grew on me. And I don't know how you grew on me, but now I can't stop listening. I'm binging your show from 8 years ago. I told you, man. You know why? Because I don't pretend I'm anything more than I am. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. That's stupid to even say. I don't even like saying that because everybody already understands you're not perfect. But I don't even try to be somebody I'm not. You know what I used to do? You know when I used to do that? What season of my life I tried to be somebody that I wasn't? When I was in corporate, the very thing I talked about yesterday on my page, people who sell their soul to the man in exchange for a paycheck to work 40 years and abandon their family, their spouse, they give all their energy at work, they don't give enough of it at home, and their kids end up messed up, and the spouse leaves and has an affair, or whatever is going on inside their home, because I'm talking about men mainly right now, because they were all caught up in that ego trip, man. Look at me, look at me, look at the award, look at the trip I won. It's like, oh my God, really? Like, that's your purpose on earth, is to go to the Bahamas on a quota buster trip, and that's where you get your rocks off, man. That's crazy. That is a life lived. That is a foundation built on sand that's going to sink in a New York minute. So I had a guy call me out and say, hey, Sam, tone it down. Bah. Tone it down? Are you kidding me? Would you just drop into this Everyday Saturday? You just drop into my Facebook page and just catch that very first message? Dude, you know who used to tell me to tone it down? My boss used to tell me to tone it down. You think at the age of 51 years old, after rescuing corporate slaves for 15 years, I'm going to tone it down? I'm just getting warmed up, baby. I mean, I'm literally just getting warmed up. You know how you get, if you got the burner on, you turn the burner on low and you start maybe simmering something, and then you turn it up a little bit, and you turn it up. Maybe you get that water boiling, or you get that skillet really hot. That's where I'm going. I ain't even warm. We're on low right now. We're on low to medium heat right now with this podcast. You might be saying, dude, you don't sound like you're on low to medium heat. I got so much more to give. I got so many more corporate slaves to rescue. I got so many more brands to build, and so do you. You got so much more to do. I am not taking any advice from lifetime employees. I'm just not. Why would I? You know why? Oh, my God, you're offending half the people. No, I'm not. First of all, lifetime employees who want to go through massive transition are not listening to this podcast, and they're not following me on social media, okay? Second of all, people who are very happy, which is the 20% of the people in America, they love what they do. They're not offended by what I say. They laugh at what I say because they love what they do, and they say, that's not me. And they're right. That message is not for them. They love what they do. But the 80% of guys, especially guys who don't feel like they're living their life on purpose, and they don't feel like they're living a life of significance, and they feel like they settled, they wake up, oh my God, I'm 45 years old. How did I get here? What happened? Oh my God, I can't go skydiving, can't play golf, I can't go do the things I used to do, I can't be crazy anymore, I'm 45 years old. Oh, and you know what? They're right. But here's where they're not right. They can start right now and get after it in a big way, but you got to lose the ego. You got to lose this sense of this just attitude you got that, I got that education, I got my master's, I've got an MBA. I had a guy confront me at a live event back in the day. He's like, yay, I got an MBA. Do you know what MBA stands for? I go, oh, yeah, no, I know, dude. Miserable, broke, and annoying. I know exactly what it stands for, and that's all of what you are right now. And until you lose the damn ego, man, there's no way we could ever work together. Okay. That was it. That was his response. Okay. Come on, man. Please don't come at me with that logic, all right? Because I don't know anybody on their deathbed who wishes they would have spent more time at the job. They just don't. And you could justify it by, well, I put my kids through college and I provide. You know what you can do? You're right. Look, congratulations. I'm not saying you did it all wrong. I'm saying that you can actually earn income doing what it is you love to do and be present for your kid. It's not like it's some unicorn theory or fantasy. It happens every day. I work with people every day who do this. And it's such, I don't even understand. If you're going to compare, would I rather give 40 years to the man and justify it? I got to justify it, though, because guys like Crowley are going to call me out. That big ass, he's out there blaring his big mouth on the interwebs, and he's got a podcast, Everyday Saturday. I got to justify it. Okay, you don't have to justify investing 5 years into what it is you love to do in order to build a million-dollar brand. What would you rather do, 40 years or 5 years? I don't know. I mean, look. Again, I got 20 college credits. Most of them are gym and health class. I'll go for the five. I'll take the five-year sentence versus the 40-year death sentence. And that is a death sentence. I know, and here's the bad news for all the corporate slaves who try to justify that. I spent 15 years in a job. I got to the one of the highest rungs on the ladder, at least for a jamoke like me with 20 college credits, running a $90 million division. I know what it's like. I saw the guys, man. I know the mentality. They age like a president. They've got no drive. They've got no energy. They give everything they got at the office. They give nothing at home. And it's over, man. And they die of a massive coronary between 8 and 10 a.m. on Monday morning. That's the life I'm talking to. So, no, I'm not taking your life advice if you're a lifetime employee, because I know 8 out of 10 employees hate their job. They hate it. They feel like there is a complete massive disconnect between what they do every day and what they really want to do. That's the audience I'm looking for. So what does any of this mean to you? It means that whatever you want to do, do it, number one. Understand you're going to get pushed back. There's going to be the peanut gallery chirping at you, all right? But you don't listen to that, okay? Because lions aren't concerned with the opinion of sheep. They just aren't. They just aren't. And if somebody's like, well, geez, aren't you a Christian? Don't get me started, man. Don't you dare try to invoke the Bible on this stuff, man. Don't even try it, because the guy tried to do that as well. And I didn't shut him down on that, because then it just became laughable. You're never going to be judged harsher ever in your life than you will be by a fellow Christian, if you're a Christian, okay? And I'm a Christian, but don't get me started. Christians are some of the worst advertisements for Christianity. If it wasn't for them, we'd have more Christians. You know why? They walk around in their little glass houses and they judge everybody. Oh, well, that's not what the Bible says. When's the last time you even opened up a Bible, first of all? And second of all, do you really think God would give you a dream so big and not give you the tools to realize that dream? Do you think God wants you to settle so you can't impact more people? Do you think God wants you to go to a job every damn day of the week and come home bitching and moaning about how much you hate that job? Do you think God would create you in his own likeness as a miracle to go out there and settle? Do you think you give the Holy Spirit inside your body and live with that every day of your life and never harness the power? Do you know how many people in the Old Testament would love to have had the Holy Spirit with them every single day? So don't you dare invoke the Bible on me. Don't do it. Just don't go there, because I'll call you out, man. As the Christian hypocrite you are. Christians are hypocrites. You know why? Because we're all flawed. The ones that want to go out there and give the unsolicited, and don't, I mean, I'm preaching now. We're going overtime. We're going overtime on the podcast because I'm feeling led to share this message. I'm telling you right now, man, you'll never get judged harsher than you will be by Christians, especially the ones who settled, because they're going to go to the Bible and they're going to whip that thing into a frenzy about how it makes them look better and you bad. Don't let that happen, man. God ain't judging you. Every sin you ever had, every bad judgment you ever, that has been buried under 10,000 pounds of sand, never to be brought up again. God's forgotten about it. Don't let anybody hold that over your head like a cloud. Don't let it happen. Don't allow that to happen. So I love God, and I'm okay, man. I've got a relationship with God. I don't need a relationship with a guy on Facebook telling me about what God thinks of my Facebook post, and neither do you. All right. Well, that was a good sermon for today, a little bit of a bonus sermon. I'm telling you, man, my wife and I, we talk about this all the time, man. We do not go there. We don't judge anybody. I'm not out there saying, you know, go to the Bible. This is what God says. I know that you can have a personal relationship with God, and that's good with him. Okay. You take it up with him. All right. You talk to him directly. I don't need your blessing on Facebook to go out there and promote the Everyday Saturday podcast or the message or anything like that. All right. We good? You know what all this means to you? Get after your dream. Don't take advice from people who have never been where you want to go. I talked about it yesterday on the show, and I'm also going to let you know, as you continue to progress and you get bolder with your message and your product and your service, you're going to get attacked. You're going to get attacked, but just consider the source. They're probably what? Miserable, broke, and annoying. They're probably that individual. They settled in life, or they don't understand what you're doing. That's not your market. You don't get concerned with them. You keep moving forward. You take that seed that's been planted in your mind, and you harvest that baby, and you make every day a Saturday. I'd love to talk to you. Go to launchwithsam.com, book your 30-minute call, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.